What a gorgeous day, right? Hallelujah. Wonderful day to praise the Lord. But you know, every day is a day to praise the Lord, amen. Right?
That's right.
I would like for you to stand as I begin reading the scripture this morning. And I'm going to be reading out of Deuteronomy 28. And I'm going to be reading this out of the Message Bible part of it. But I want to say this is what I have written at the top of the chapter of Deuteronomy 28. I have written, I have these deposited in my account. You check what I said? All that I'm getting ready to read to you, I've got deposited in my account. And you know why? Because Christ Jesus has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Amen.
Galatians 3:13 said, He made all this possible for me. These are what we call Abraham's blessings. We used to sing the song, Abraham's blessings are mine. I mean, y'all remember doing that one? I'm blessed coming in and I'm blessed going out. Well, they are mine. Let me read this first verse. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all His commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. And all these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. Now, a lot of people would read that and say, but I have not kept them all. Well, now, you name me somebody that has. But Jesus came. He kept the law. He took it, all my disobedience and your disobedience and all the world's disobedience upon Himself so that we might obtain the blessing. So whereas we would have been cursed, now we are not cursed. We are under the blessings. So before I read these blessings, I wanted you to realize that. Because a lot of people, see, this is Old Testament. But even though these blessings are mine, in the New Testament, Jesus Christ died to give them to me. And I have a better covenant than Abraham had. Amen. All right? But this was Abraham's, and they're mine now. Can you say that? They're mine now.
They're mine now.
All right. And it says, God's blessing inside the city. God's blessing in the country. God's blessing on your children. The crops of your land. The young of your livestock. The calves of your herds. The lambs of your flocks. God's blessing on your basket and bread bowl. That's your groceries. God's blessing in your coming in. God's blessing in your going out. That doesn't matter where you go or where you're coming from, right? God will defeat your enemies who attack you. Okay. They'll come at you on one road and run away on seven roads. God will order a blessing on your barns and workplaces. Come on. He'll bless you in the land that God, your God, is giving you.
Amen.
God will form you as a people holy to Him, just as He promised you. If you keep the commandments of God, your God, and live the way He's shown you, all the peoples on earth will see you living under the name of God and hold you in respectful awe. God will lavish you with good things, children from your womb, offspring from your animals, crops from your land, the land that God promised your ancestors that He would give you. God will throw open the doors of His sky vaults and pour rain on your land on schedule and bless the work you take in hand. I love the King James Version where it says He'll bless everything you put your hand to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Then it says, you will lend to many nations, but you yourself won't have to take out a loan. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
God will make you the head, not the tail. You'll always be the top dog, never the bottom dog, as you obediently listen to and diligently keep the commands of God, your God, that I am commanding you today. Don't swerve an inch to the right or left from the words that I command you today by going off, following, and worshiping other gods. Amen. So I tell you what, those are mine. Are they in your account this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
All right, well, let's praise Him. All right. Yeah.
hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
Yeah.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. Who am I that you are mindful of me? That you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God.
Come on.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
I am a friend.
I am a friend of God.
I am his friend.
I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
God Almighty, Lord of glory, you have called me friend. God Almighty, Lord,
God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.
I am a friend.
I am a friend of God.
I am
a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. He calls me friend.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lift up your hands and just worship him today, church, as we magnify him, our God, our God. You know, that's why we were created, was just to worship him as we praise you and magnify your name. Hallelujah.
Before the day, before the light, before the world revolved around the sun, God on high stepped down into time and wrote the story of his love for everyone. He has filled our hearts with the wonder so that we always remember you and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. All we are, and all we have is but a gift from God that we receive.
Come on now.
Brought to life, we open up our eyes to see the majesty and glory of the King. He has filled our hearts with wonder, so that we always remember you and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender, you and I choose to believe, then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Well, even the rocks cry out, and even the heavens shout at the sound of His holy name. So let every voice sing out, and let every knee bow down. He's worthy of all our praise. You and I were made to worship. You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender,
you and I choose to believe,
then you and I will see
who we were.
You and I will see.
You and I were made to worship.
You and I are called to love. You and I are forgiven and free. When you and I embrace surrender,
you and I choose to believe,
then you and I will see who we were meant to be. Yeah, we were meant to be. You and I, you and I, yeah, yeah, we were meant to be.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody says, you know, I don't know what I was made for. Well, yeah, you do. First thing, you were made to worship God. That's why nothing else works. That's why when you've tried everything else, there's nothing else that's going to work until Jesus Christ comes in and fills that void that He was created to dwell. Amen? Oh, we worship you. Hallelujah. But we serve a God that's greater. Our God is greater. Heard a testimony this morning. We've been praying for a niece of Connie and Darlene by the name of Raven. Guess what? Cancer free.
Yeah.
Amen. All
right.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you.
None like you.
None like you. Into the darkness you shine.
Come on now.
Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you.
Our God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God, our God.
Oh, hallelujah. Into the darkness He shines today, yeah.
Into the darkness You shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like You. None like You. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, You are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power. Our God. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, our
God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, then
come on. And since our God,
God is with us, then what can stand against? And since our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And since our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Come on, church, declare that. Come on.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Hallelujah. Give him the praise this morning, church. Come on. Oh, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Thank you for your promises, Father God. You are faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Come on, church. Give him a praise from your heart this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Oh, we worship and we magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is speaking to somebody's hearts this morning, telling you not to be overwhelmed. He said, don't ever be overwhelmed by any kind of report you get, be it physical or financial or an emotional thing, because he says, I am greater than any report. He says you'll fear no evil report. You know why he says you won't fear it? Because he's greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen?
Amen.
Our God is greater. Our God is greater, church.
That's right.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Somebody needs to just really think about those words this morning. I don't know if it's someone in the church or someone listening live. And there are people that are listening live. But the Lord has a word for you saying that don't let anything overwhelm you. Don't let your circumstances overwhelm you for any reason. Because our God is greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Oh, glory to God. One more time, church, come on.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise you.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder. 'Cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the psalmist David, or the psalmist said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in, and they are not afraid. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to fear. Because, Father God, you're greater. You're in control. And we call on your name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, as we do this last worship song this morning, and it says, breathe on me, breath of God, love and life that make me free. Breathe on me, breath of God, fan the flame within me. What am I saying? Lord God, keep me stirred up. Mm-hmm. Don't let me get cold and dead. You know what Revelation says happens to those that get cold? They say, I don't know you. You know, I don't know you. You don't want to be cold. Amen. Father God, keep the flames fanned in our hearts as we worship you this morning. If you've got anything you need to take to the Lord this morning, as we worship and we call on him and we commit and dedicate ourselves to him this morning, you feel free to come up for prayer or pray where you are as we say, breathe on me. And then we said, speak to me, voice of God. You need to hear a word from God tonight. You just pull on that anointing for you to hear from God this morning. Amen.
Breathe on me, breath of God, love and life that makes me free. Breathe on me, breath of God, fan the flame within me. Teach my heart and heal my soul. Speak the mind that in Christ we know. Take me to your sanctuary. Breathe on me. Speak to me, voice of God, soft and still inside my heart. Speak to me, word of God, comfort, heal, restore with love. Teach my heart and heal my soul. Speak the mind that in Christ we know. Take me to your sanctuary. Breathe on me.
Breathe on me. Let's do that again.
Breathe on me, breath of God, love and life that makes me free.
Come on.
Breathe on me, breath of God, fan the flame within me. Teach my heart and heal my soul. Speak the mind that in Christ we know. Take me to your sanctuary. Breathe on me.
Breathe on me.
Breathe on me. Breathe on me.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus speaks in the New Testament that he went everywhere. you know, doing good and healing all that were sick and delivering all. But when he got to his hometown, he could. The Word of God says he could do very little. Why? Because they didn't believe. They just saw him as Joseph the carpenter's son. You know, we've got to see him as our healer, as our deliverer, as our redeemer, as our savior. You know, he was man, but he was God. And he came and took all of this for us. Amen? And we've got to see him that way. You know, we've got to see him as who he is this morning. You know, I'm just asking, you know, don't allow yourself to get comfortable. Don't allow yourself to just assume. Don't allow yourself to just get to the point that you just, just take everything. But you need to keep that passion stirred on the inside of you. You know, Jesus loves you. The greatest thing that ever happened to you was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
No man ever did for you what Jesus has done for you. And you know, we who have been saved a long time and been walking with the Lord, you know, we should never walk away from this passion. It should get greater and greater and greater on the inside of us as we experience more and more the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
Instead of getting just, you know, where you just come and you just sit and say, yeah, that's true, I believe that. But there still needs to be that feeling on the inside. You know, no, do I live? No, I go by the Word of God. But I said, it sure is good to have that feeling on the inside. That knowing on the inside. Amen? Hallelujah. We just praise you, Father God. We worship you this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
As you speak to our hearts, those that are sitting here, Father God, those that are standing or
thank
sitting,
you, Jesus.
Drawing them to you, Lord God. This is your service. It's not ours. It's all about you and not about us. And we praise you and magnify your name today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And everybody said, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, Pastor.
Hallelujah. You can be seated for a minute. I'm going to tell you something. It's wonderful to walk by the Word of God. We're called to walk by the Word of God. We're called to walk in it, to believe it, even when we don't feel like it, even when it doesn't look like it, that the Word of God is the truth. And we stand in the Word of God. We stand on the Word of God. And we never turn loose of it. But I'll tell you something else. It's wonderful when in doing that, you get to rub shoulders with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
The sense of the presence. The sense of the presence. You know, the Scripture talks about worship Him in spirit and in truth. Truth's His Word. The Spirit's His Spirit. And we come together with the Word of God and in the presence of the Holy Spirit and in the presence of the Almighty God. See, it's the Spirit of God in you that prompts you to worship God. It's the flow of the Spirit of God out of you in tongues of praise and worship that sends your messages from your spirit back to God through the Holy Spirit. And I'll tell you what. Now for the last 2 weeks, Sister Pastor has been putting in the bulletin about the benefits and the reasons for the speaking in tongues. And one of them is that when you do that, your spirit and the Holy Spirit, and I'm not being irreverent when I say this, your spirit and the Holy Spirit get to have a hoedown. They get to have a blowout. They get to have a fellowship time that can't be beat. And when you're done, your spirit is up here because it's been lifted up by the Holy Spirit. And that's true in every situation. Hallelujah.
Before we take our prayer request, I have a special announcement to make. And the reason why we're just announcing this is that this is something we just found out about. But there is going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, on March the 30th and 31st, called Women of Joy Conference. And Kay Arthur, if you read any of Kay Arthur books, Kay Arthur and worship leader Charles Billingsley, but also there's going to be a concert by Chris Tomlin. there on Saturday night. Listen, the ladies are going to be going, and we'd like a group of ladies to go from here. Some of them are going anyway, but we would like for a group to go. And they're going to stay one night. They're going to leave Friday about 1 o'clock. They'll get back late Saturday night, high on the Holy Ghost. You can still make it to church on Sunday. I've done it many of a time. You'll be so high on the Holy Spirit when you get back, you'll want to come to church. Because the last thing you'll get Saturday night, I think, is a Chris Tomlin concert. And then the word that's going to be spoken. And what it is, we need you to sign up today. And you may say, well, you know, I want to go. Or sign up by Wednesday. We need to know by Wednesday if you're going. Because we've got to get the registration in, because these things fill up very quickly. And the entire registration is $100, but you don't have to have that $100 by Wednesday. If you'll call Denise, and if you can get $25 to her by Sunday or by Wednesday or, you know, whatever, then that will, she can go ahead Wednesday and call, or Thursday morning, and call the registration so we get your names on it. They've got a room, got some rooms blocked off. It's $80 a night. But if four stay in the room or two stay in the room, then it's either $40 each or $20 each. And it's a nice motel. It's just one night you're staying. And there's nothing like going down and fellowshipping with women and worshiping the Lord. And I encourage you to step out in faith. And then all you're going to need is just some food money, and they'll split up the cost of gas. You know, whoever's driving will help put gas in. And I know I have here in the bulletin $100 is due by Wednesday, but Denise said if you'll make the commitment and can, you know, get $25 to her by Sunday or by Wednesday, and that way she'll know that you're going to finish paying the registration fee. And you're saying, well, you know, that's a big step for me. And I will say this. Pastor has said that next Sunday they'll take up an offering. If you can't go, there's no way you can go, but you can put $5 or $10 in that will help somebody go that really can go, then, you know, because this is going to be a blessing to our church. These are our ladies going, all right? And it's going to be a blessing. So just, you know, and you who are going, say, God, you know, you want me there? I'm going to stand in faith. You're going to provide, because He does provide. You've got a month. You don't leave till March 30th. And this is just February 29th. 26th. Okay. I'll be there in a minute.
Wednesday will be the 29th.
Wednesday's the 29th. I knew there was a 29 in there for some reason. But I want to share that with you. You know, it's been a while since we've done a trip. And if it wasn't one of those that I knew that God was really going to get you on this one. I don't recommend just trips anytime there's a meeting. But this will be an awesome, and it's close. And if you can get online and look it up, it's called Women of Joy. And it'll put in Louisville, Kentucky. That's what I did. I just put in Women of Joy, Louisville, Kentucky, and it'll tell you all about it. Now, a lot of them are going to stay through Sunday. But I won't get to go this time. Because for some reason, my granddaughter's playing softball in Panama City, Florida. And you know how Grandpa
and they're making us go with her.
And they're making us go. So she'll have a chaperone. Y'all catch that? Anyway. Chaperone? Yeah. See, you're an adult now. I have to have a chaperone for you. Anyway. But I would go. Because when Denise first told me, I said, well, I'm going. Then I got to thinking, I can't go. I wish it was another weekend. It's just weekend before the weekend after that. But it's out there, or talk to Denise and she can give you more information. But listen, sign up. Step out in faith and say, you know what, I'm going to go. And a group of 10, they consider 10 a group, don't they? Yeah. All right. So that's all. I just want to spend a little time talking about that.
Okay. I want to talk about something. We pushed this, and then I got to thinking about it. And I'm not happy with the way I got it set up. We're not gonna meet this morning. First of all, there's a couple of different people that were involved in it or wanted to be involved in it that are not here today, and that's the hosts and the leaders for the small group meetings that we're talking about. That's just announced in the bulletin. Rather than do it this way, we're going to meet that group, any group that's anybody that's interested in either leading one of the small groups or hosting a small group. We're going to meet together here on Sunday night, the 18th. See, tonight, tonight, next week, and the next week is the three showings of the movie Courageous. Then the following Sunday night is a free Sunday night, and we're going to meet with all the ones that are interested in being a host for a small group or being a facilitator of a small group. We're going to meet here on Sunday night, the 18th. And, but 6. She lost the prayer list. I want to add another names to the prayer list. We got a phone call this morning from Mr. Sam, and he and Miss Aline are not here this morning because I think it was Miss Aline that just wasn't up to coming, and so we want to pray for them. Yes. God's not giving us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
But facing the ACT test, we'll bring it out if you got it.
Yes, Ms. Piece Martha. Of cake.
Several years ago, Ken played at Nocinada, woman from Mexico. And I think she's attended some of the Bible studies at Agape. Do you remember her?
Yes.
She was going to Wednesday.
Yes.
Well, ran into us Friday.
Yes.
At the restaurant. We were meeting. This young lady is from Mexico, and she volunteered at Agape for several years to help us with our Hispanic community, and she was going to Lindsay Wilson College, and then her husband got transferred, so she had to leave the area, so she couldn't come back to us, but we've kept contact through emails and stuff. She's just a beautiful person, beautiful person, and anyway, she's got a really devastating negative terminal report from the doctors concerning cancer. She's been to several doctors here and around, and she keeps getting the same report. So sometime next week she's heading to Mexico to be with her family down there. She has a 13-year-old daughter, and she has just a lot of decisions to make, and of course she's hoping that somebody down there can give her better hope than what she's getting up here. So I had the opportunity to go to the restaurant with her and her friends from the Catholic Church. But they wanted me to come to help answer any medical questions. But the thing that you said this morning about fear and no evil report, I read that scripture to her. And I reminded her that God's word trumps any other writings medically or from the medical community, that God's word is bigger than any of that. And she wept a lot. And so the other lady that was with us and myself, we've got her emails, and we're going to try to send her encouragement throughout all of this as she walks when she's in Mexico, and let her know that we're still continuing to pray for her. This young lady has to have a miracle.
Amen. Okay. What's her first name?
Marina.
We're glad to have Jack's daughter, Crystal, and sweet buddy there. What's his name?
Jaquel.
All right. I said your name. Okay.
You gonna put your mother on there?
Yes, please.
Lift up Okra in your prayers. She is just visibly declining on a daily basis. And
you know, I say pray for my mom. Do you know my mom has a will, and my mom's ready to be with the Lord. And when my mother fell, she was already somewhat thinking more of being on the other side than she is on this side. So, you know, I'm not being negative about my mother. I want my mother here as long. But you see, my mother's ready to go see Jesus. And as hard as it is for me to watch my mom begin to mentally and emotionally and physically decline, and you say, well, you know, our God's a healer. Sure he is. But he also can only do what our mind and our will allow him to do. My mother will be 88 years old in November. And for a long time, she's talked about just going and be with Jesus. So, you know, when I say pray for mom, and then I tell you that, you know, I see this, I'm looking at things physically, but spiritually, she's not declining.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? I think there comes a point in time when we have to realize that you have to pray in the Holy Spirit in certain situations. Because you don't know on the inside of a person. And as I'm with my mom, I'm picking up more and more that my mother's ready to be with Jesus. And she could be around another year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. But I just see this. There's just a knowing in my knowing. You know, am I sad? Yes, but I'm glad. We live our lives to come to the point in time that we can go to be with Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it really shouldn't be gloom and doom. Even though, you know, and I don't know why I'm saying this except to tell you that we need to listen to the Spirit of the Lord when we get in certain situations that we're praying and dealing with individuals, because we sometimes don't know what's going on in the mind and in the heart and in the will of these people. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Word of God is true, but we're not God. Amen?
These are the names that we have on the list already. Tony Mitchum. Praying, just having some problems with his neck. Hope Cross's mother, didn't she tell you, did she go back to the...
She's in an ICU in Somerset. Is she home? She's not... No, she's in... They put her to Somerset to the hospital with bronchitis, and they found out she's got an infection in her lungs. And I don't know where that's going right now.
And then Lee Turner, we need to remember her. Pat Downey asked us to pray for her personal things going on. Dimple Buck for healing. Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation. Carla Turner for healing. Edith Harmon for healing. Louise McClister for Buddy Wall to have a good report and his blood work and the next scan. Angie Houston and new baby, the baby diagnosed with spina bifida. Dot's sister, Joan, her legs are Joanne. Well, you didn't spell that right. So I was just reading what you wrote. You put another N and an A on the end of that. Okay. Benny and Tina Kaler's daughter, Natalie, is sick. Of course, Mr. Sam and Aline, Jimmy Dow's mother.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then Wanda Cunningham and Okra. Is there another name needs to be put on here? Tim. I saw a hand over here. Stephanie. Okay. Stand with us one more time for prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Mackenzie, turn off that amp, the top one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I don't hear that in my head. Heavenly Father, we come before you giving you glory and honor and praise for who you are, for what you've done, and for all you do. And Heavenly Father, there's no limit. There's no limit to your love. There is no limit to your ability. There's no limit to your desire, because we know, Lord, that you save to the uttermost. And that you, Lord God, are willing to heal all of our diseases and to forgive all of our iniquities. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. And Father, I ask that you'd give us a vision and a picture to help us understand that we're not fighting against you, and that you're not fighting against us, but the one that hinders is our enemy, the devil. And he uses many different things to hinder us. But Lord God, we can walk in victory when we learn to walk in your ways and when we learn to think like you. And Lord, even though we have the mind of Christ, that seems to be the hardest problem we have, is thinking like him. We can read about him. We can know what he thinks. We can know what you've taught. We can know your will and your desire. But then it seems the hardest thing is to make ourselves, to bring ourselves by faith to a point where we think like you. Where our mind is renewed by your word. And Lord God, I pray that we'll find the key to that. And understand that your word and the presence of your spirit is the key that unlocks the treasures of heaven. That unlocks the treasures of the covenant that you made with us. And Lord God, each one of these names that have been brought up before you, each one on this list, Lord God, spoken out before you this morning already. They have their needs. They have physical needs. They have spiritual needs. They have emotional needs, directional needs, financial needs. There are some miracles that are needed, Lord God. This Spanish sister, she needs a miracle. This little baby with spina bifida, he needs a miracle. Lord God, the other things, some of them, they need miracles. There's nothing else. But they need, Lord God, your presence and your desire and your will for them to be done. Lord, we always think of things from a personal perspective. We always think of things, Lord God, from a selfish point of view. Help us not to do that, but help us to be led by your Spirit, to flow in your Spirit, so that we can believe the correct things. We can think the correct thoughts. And Heavenly Father, I thank you that we have the wisdom of God. You said if we lack wisdom regarding anything, that we should ask of you. And Lord God, when we stand in the gap, when we intercede for people, we need that wisdom. We need that wisdom, Lord God. To know what to believe. To know what stand to take. And we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for hearing our prayers this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for those that are present here this morning that may be on that prayer list. And I particularly, Lord God, pray for Jody. And I pray for that knee. And I thank you, Lord God, that whatever is causing it, you can fix it. And we receive that right now, Lord God. Let your healing power flow and drive out that pain. The Word of God says that we lie down and sleep and our sleep will be sweet. And that doesn't happen if we're dealing with pain. And I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your faithfulness. Father, I pray that when we leave here today, that we'll be one step higher in our journey. That we will increase in the knowledge of God, wisdom, and favor with God and man. Lord, we just ask your blessing upon those on this prayer list. And Lord God, help us to walk in this coming week in victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team, and children's church, preschool, nursery. You may be dismissed.